Dally was arguing with one of the nurses when we came in. He grinned at us.
Man, am I glad to see you. These hospital people won't let me smoke, and I want out.
We sat down, grinning at each other. Dally was his usual mean, ornery self. He was okay.
Shepherd came by to see me a while ago.
That's what Johnny said. What did he want?
Said he saw my picture in the paper and couldn't believe it didn't have wanted, dead or alive, under it. He mostly came to rub it in about the rumble. Man, I hate not being in that.
Only last week, Tim Shepherd had cracked 3 of Dally's ribs. But Dally and Tim Shepherd had always been buddies. No matter how they fought, they were 2 of a kind, and they knew it. Dally was grinning at me.
Kid, you scared the devil out of me the other day. I thought I'd killed you.
Me? I said, puzzled. Why?
When you jumped out of the church, I meant to hit you just hard enough to knock you down and put out the fire. But when you dropped like a ton of lead, I thought I'd aim too high and broke your neck.
He thought for a minute.
I'm glad I didn't, though.
I'll bet, I said with a grin. I'd never liked Dally. But then, for the first time, I felt like he was my buddy, and all because he was glad he hadn't killed me. Dally looked out the window. He sounded very casual.
How's the kid?
We just left him,
Two-Bit said, and I could tell that he was debating whether to tell Dally the truth or not.
I don't know about stuff like this, but, well, he seemed pretty bad to me. He passed out cold before we left him.
Dally's jawline went white as he swore between clenched teeth.
Two-Bit, you still got that fancy black-handled switch?
Yeah.
Give it here.
Two-Bit reached into his back pocket for his prized possession. It was a jet-handled switchblade, 10 inches long, that would flash open at a mere breath. It was the reward of 2 hours of walking aimlessly around a hardware store to divert suspicion. He kept it razor sharp. As far as I knew, he had never pulled it on anyone. He used his plain pocket knife when he needed a blade. But it was his showpiece, his pride and joy. Every time he ran into a new hood, he pulled it out and showed off with it. Dally knew how much that knife meant to Two-Bit, and if he needed a blade bad enough to ask for it, well, he needed a blade. That was all there was to it. Two-Bit handed it over to Dally without a moment's hesitation.
We gotta win that fight tonight,
Dally said. His voice was hard. We gotta get even with Associates. For Johnny. He put the switch under his pillow and lay back, staring at the ceiling. We left. We knew better than to talk to Dally when his eyes were blazing and he was in a mood like that. We decided to catch a bus home. I just didn't feel much like walking or trying to hitch a ride. Two-Bit left me sitting on the bench at the bus stop while he went to a gas station to buy some cigarettes. I was kind of sick to my stomach and sort of groggy. I was nearly asleep when I felt someone's hand on my forehead. I almost jumped out of my skin. Two-Bit was looking down at me worriedly.
You feel okay? You're awful hot.
I'm all right, I said, and when he looked at me as if he didn't believe me, I got a little panicky. Don't tell Dary, okay? Come on, Two-Bit, be a buddy. I'll be well by tonight. I'll take a bunch of aspirins.
All right, Two-Bit said reluctantly. But Dary'll kill me if you're really sick and go ahead and fight anyway.
I'm okay, I said, getting a little angry, and if you keep your mouth shut, Dary won't know a thing.
You know something?
Two-Bit said as we were riding home on the bus.
You'd think you could get away with murder living with your big brother and all, but Dary's stricter with you than your folks were, ain't he?
Yeah, I said, but they'd raised 2 boys before me. Dary hasn't.
You know, the only thing that keeps Dary from being a soch is us.
I know, I said. I had known it for a long time. In spite of not having much money, the only reason Derry couldn't be a soche was us. The gang. Me and Soda. Derry was too smart to be a greaser. I don't know how I knew, I just did. And I was kind of sorry. I was silent most of the way home. I was thinking about the rumble. I had a sick feeling in my stomach, and it wasn't from being ill. It was the same kind of helplessness I'd felt that night Derry yelled at me for going to sleep in the lot. I had the same deathly fear that something was going to happen that none of us could stop. As we got off the bus, I finally said it. Tonight, I don't like it one bit. Two-Bit pretended not to understand.
I never knew you to play chicken in a rumble before. Not even when you was a little kid.
I knew he was trying to make me mad, but I took the bait anyway.
I ain't chicken, Two-Bit Matthews, and you know it, I said angrily. Ain't I a Curtis, same as Soda and Derry?
Two-Bit couldn't deny this, so I went on. I mean, I got an awful feeling something's gonna happen.
Something is gonna happen. We're gonna stomp the Soche's guts, that's what.
Two-Bit knew what I meant, but doggedly pretended not to. He seemed to feel that if you said something was all right, it immediately was, no matter what. He's been that way all his life, and I don't expect he'll change. Soda Pop would have understood, and we would have tried to figure it out together, but Two-Bit just ain't Soda, not by a long shot. Cherry Valance was sitting in her Corvette by the vacant lot when we came by. Her long hair was pinned up, and in daylight she was even better looking. That Stingray was one tough car, a bright red one. It was cool.
Hi, Pony Boy, she said. Hi, Two-Bit.
Two-Bit stopped. Apparently, Cherry had shown up there before, during the week Johnny and I had spent in Windricksville.